You follow behind her. But it's not like you're following at a service, quite the opposite. She's preparing the ground ahead of you, feeling the atmosphere of the neighborhood, knowing where to take you. You are more than happy to follow the sway of her ass, her tight clothing, and the way she keeps beckoning with a mischievous grin. Alluring, sexy, muscled, confident ideal grows in you. It rose in you. Promise yourself that it carries through, attracted. Based on the way that she cuddles up to you when moving past, rubs against you, promises pleasure so you wished to feel veneration, worship, uplifting. You follow. She's headed toward the local gym, pausing outside the doors, beckoning you within. You catch up, still dazed, but in the air around, lines of light connecting you to your choice of interested parties that might wish to twine with you, to apply and establish an attentive view toward your shared sexual future. And it is shared. When she gets turned on from grinding against you, your arousal flares. Your lust can only rise. Following her, as she pauses outside the doors, you catch up to her. The scent in the air, some faint spiced aroma, luring you in, delectably on your tongue. Supple on your tongue, a puff of smoke and you're in, hun. Maybe you're just hallucinating all this, high on the mushroom dust from some old bottle found in a thrift store. Once more, she seems to read your mind and grabs your ass, squeezes tight. I'm gonna get you in there. Nobody'll hear if you talk to me. Do anything you like. No one's gonna think it's weird. And I've found people with whom your compatibility is off the charts. Normally you wouldn't even bump into them. But if you do bump into them today, you'll feel it. They'll feel it. You'll play. Everything's gonna be normal to anyone outside your little bubble. And within the bubble, their eagerness comes out. It's just a sense of safety, of a sealed, separated space. Comfortably keeping pace with her, following in line, seeing rows of machines, fairly crowded with the kind of person who goes to the gym on the lunch break. Muscled entities inhabiting every machine. Muscles painted with a healthily active sheen. Every single movement. A few good-looking women standing nearby, near the one you're heading toward. There's a few on the treadmills, one on the free weights. The entity who guided you here turns and looks over her shoulder at you. Come on in. You've paused in the doorway. You reply you don't have a gym membership. By the desk, you see a petite blonde woman staring over the counter at you both, her expression a bit dazed, glazed, except when she checks you out, then her eyes are very shrewd. She seems to double take. Maybe you're her type. You've settled, thinking of the genie who followed you and then led you as she strips off her clothes. Gone is the crop top, and the woman at the desk doesn't notice. The C-cup breasts on your proctor, on the monkey's paw that led you here. She's got muscled abs, too. Woman behind the desk is just waiting for you to approach nearer, but patiently. You think she might be starting to drool. The genie strips her yoga pants. You don't remember if that's what she was wearing before. But the way her ass is lifted, she pushes the band against the underside of it and then lets it drop, shaking her hips enough to put a protracted jiggle on display. when she tosses them aside in a corner next to what must be her gym bag and swings her hips nearer, she passes right by. You strip too. As you do, the woman behind the desk continues to smile. Petite blonde. The name tag says Katie. She's raising her hands up to her chest, rubbing her breasts while staring at the contours of your form, pulling off your clothes, leaving them next to your companions. It feels quite breezy, but the place is warm. You imagine the luxurious sweat from the muscled set that inhabits it, wafting over, covering, coating your embraced. Here, though, there is also something floral, a perfume, tropical, invigorating, wafting from the woman who is your guide, and who has claimed she'll grant your wish. You're already getting hard. You thought nerves might make it difficult, but your cock is starting to stand straight up. Still, no one notices. No one says anything. Someone glances up, just to see if they know the people coming in. And the surefire proof that something strange has begun, that you can begin to relax more, is that that person looks back down. No reaction. No double take. Just you proceeding onward, she weaves her nude body through the room. Someone says something to her, maybe asking permission, and she nods. And you watch as one of the women runs their fingers over your companion. Your companion who is air, who eludes vision, who wishes more to be seen by her works than by her appearance, allows her muscles to be appraised by one of the ladies you had your eye on. You watch as she proceeds. She's not quite nude. She kept her sneakers on. Wearing only those, tossing her head side to side, tying her hair back, limbering up so you can see the long, alluring sweep of her side and thigh, the sweep of her hair over her shoulder, too, the musculature in her physique. When she turns and faces you, you see that her body is eerily hairless, as though none were ever there. Every inch below her neck, you even suspect that her eyebrows may be drawn on. But you don't get a good look before she's prepping a bench for you, laying out a towel. Her tight abdomen is bare, and when she bends over, her ass is on display intentionally. But you know she won't be bothered when your vision strays. There's a slight blush to your companion, forward though she has been. And she's pointing toward a chiseled woman who's giving you a positive and appraising look. Gives you a confident smile, a wave, before she gets back to her own workout. It's just the two of you off in that corner. Tight abdomen, sports bra, shorts, blonde, tanned, effortlessly lifting, paying attention to form, focused on nothing else, attaching to nothing else. So when your companion led you to the bench next to hers, you're faintly intimidated now that you see who it is. "I'll spot you," says your genie companion. And you laying on the bench, grabbing a towel, laying it out, the little ritual short-circuited by the only thing you're thinking about. You're so hard, it must be showing. Wait a second, you're bare and nude and no one's having any I'll correct your form. Don't worry if you don't weightlift much, you'll be perfect with me here. Of course, if I don't have to correct anything, I can work on others more. Dear, her hands run over your nude body. You must look quite appealing. Poor your companion on the other bench is sneaking looks at you. And if she's unable to see that you're accompanied, she may even, genie's fingers touch your erection positioning it at what you realize is an appealing, prominent angle. You're aroused. And she purrs in your ear. I don't change anything about anyone else. I just make what you're doing seem at least vaguely permissible. It allows for stunts like these. But I'm just able to show you off. If you don't appeal, you'll have to try with someone else, stud. Good luck, though, because you look real good. She once more reads your thoughts as you're about to express them. She informs you it's okay to get up. Go over. Be unusually bold. Circumstances are stacked in your favor. And since this place is safe for all inhabitants, one might be bolder. Anyone might be bolder. The effects of your desires magnified. Doing your will, you turn your attention above you, extending your arms with an almost automatic floating. The motions are familiar, even if they are not, and your hands, once caught on the bars, pull. You feel exertion. You feel arousingly drawn to the companion next to you. Pull. Hands spaced properly apart. This feels very light. The genie must have set it low to let you impress with steady, regular reps. So that's what you do. Glistening, shining, in view. Even quite intimate parts of you. You feel the pull and burn through your forearms, so you focus on that. Focusing in on that. Through your shoulders as you lift properly, proper form comes to you. You look up at the mischievous eyes, and the eyes are locked on you. So the eyes are all you see. Lifting your eyes up, gazing directly at her as she touches. And you lift every inch of her, firm enough against you, then she steps out of view. Because the gorgeous chiseled blonde with those huge tits pushed up in her bra is watching you, is looking down at you. You're working up a sweat. She pauses and adjusts something, goes back and lifts, but you keep lifting as your companion tells you to focus. Maybe she's repositioning the weights. It feels like there's more, but it's as easy as before. Arms up. Drop down, and they're heavy when they're down. But it's easy to go up to impress. To press to impress. Your erection dripping onto your body from its engorged tip. And the woman next to you, facing only slightly away in profile, but you see her eye flick over, inspecting you. She's doing curls. A cool down at the end. Seems like she'll be done soon. Still, she's focused on her task, not paying too much attention to you. Instead, paying attention to how she's gonna broadcast that she's not paying attention to you. Glistening sweat picks out her muscles. She focuses, and they pull. You look in profile, her huge tits under that tight top, clearer to you. She doesn't stop focusing on her lift, and you keep it up. Keep lifting, trying to distract yourself from the urge to slip a hand between your legs. You don't want to test the limits of whatever suspension of interest, suspension of disbelief is going on. You'll remember this later. You'll remember the look of her for a long time lift. You get into it. Your body feels good, tired, hot like it should. You get into it. Keep up the lift. Keep going, and she stands over you. You thought it was the statuesque blonde, but no, it's your companion again. She directs you to look at the blonde who has, yes, put away her gear. Is preparing to leave. You see the genie's breasts with their very dark areolae and nipples over your face as she adjusts the bar lift. You hear a soft, wow, slip from the lips of the blonde bodybuilder. And your companion is left, leaving you with this new figure. She's leaning over, looking at your weight bar, giving you a look up her shirt. You glance back. You're sure it isn't the... Oh, it is quite a bit. And now you feel the burn like it has been quite a bit. Some pride as well. As you settle the bar and sit up, she tells you she's had her eye on you. Judging from the flush in her cheeks, she's embarrassed to have said anything, even to have gone, wow. But you don't turn away. You watch her and smile, invite her in with your body and your words. Your desire is rampant, but you wait. You make sure she's interested, even though, since you're bare, you suppose she would have to be, to want to get this close, to want to have a conversation, and it feels so good to stare at her as your cock bounces, throbs, as her eyes go from the bar you were lifting to the rod you're sporting, still connected as it is to your tummy, from where it was so erect when it was disregarded before, that a trickle of pre-fluid began to drool out and still keeps it connected with a thin line that presently breaks. You see her whimper as some droplet must drip down. And out of the corner of your eye, you're sure you saw your attendant, your guide, leaving you to your own devices. The room indeed seems quite bare. Her eyes are locked not on you, but on that impressive erection. Not just anyone could get that hard. Hard for you to do anything but let it swell up when she looks like that. And maybe she's grating on that particular curve and you're still impressive because she's staring. How much of the thoughts that go through your head are about her, and how much you're self-conscious. She's leaning down. She's pressing a hand against your thigh, where your wish-granting companion was a moment before, now just her, rubbing more, touching. There's no one around. You hear the distant click of the door, and maybe a few people stirring around in the shadowed edges of the gym floor, and you suspect you know which ones. You let the weights fall away. You stand. You fall to a comfortable position on a nearby bare bench lower down, somewhere she can enjoy and stretch out, reaching around to grab your ass and grind her abs against you, her tits against you. The top has been stripped off, and her nipples are hard, rubbing, grinding into you, stimulating herself on the worshipful altar of your body, adoring the muscled adulation, the offering. Your cock jumps. It's still being touched, and maybe your partner in crime did that. You're working up a sweat. She's above you. Her tits hang above your face. You're dripping. Creamy, drooling, dripping. The weight bar is left far behind. That you're in the gym at all leaks out of your mind. She falls to her knees on the mat next to the bench, kneeling at the base of it. Then, one hand between her legs, you see, and your head falls back onto the pillow as she gleefully opens her mouth and takes your cock inside, slipping her tongue under it, sliding the tip of you against it in her mouth as she rolls you on it, admiring your erection, which you admire too, enjoying your musculature pressing on you in a way that gets you held at your highest limit. Erection flooded, engorged, balls taut against the base of the shaft. You hear a sigh from her below, staring up at you, and you stare down, her moistened eyes, her extended tongue brushing the length of you. As she looks disappointed that she can't reach up, reach for you, pushing her tits against your leg, against your inner thigh, mouth open. You hear a chorus of faint rubbing, moaning sounds from the shadows. You are being watched, but more than that, you are being enjoyed. There is still a weight machine here. So as she opens her mouth and sucks you off, you reach up for the bar and pull, continuing to work up that sweat, the smell of sex, the echo of lust, filling the room, your potent pheromonal musk drawing the shadowed observers nearer, with their busy fingers still dipping into their glistening cunts. Moment by moment, you think you could maybe handle one. The idea of going more than once, with their vitality, their vigorous hunger. There is a pussy next to your face. She's standing one leg on either side of the bench, lowering herself over you for you to lick. Her slick mound, you're still being sucked off. Shoulders rubbed, thighs and calves. How many sets of hands, with serious sets of muscles behind them, are working on you now? Watched and lifting, you're still lifting. You're carrying on, working out, deep, intense focus. Maybe that's what lets you stay hard, despite her deep, dedicated focus on emptying your body, on milking you dry. Deep, intense focus. You're putting off quite the pheromones, but so are they, each of you, mingling to the other. As your companion tweaked the rules so sexual desire is broadcast more obviously, allowing sexual compatibility to be spotted, your body is being appreciated, your tongue's dedicated service. Lifting is long gone as a consideration other than grabbing her ass, the one standing above you, grinding her pussy on your face. Your cock is pushed against your belly, the tongue of the muscled blonde you were checking out, now fastened to your shaft, incentivizing it so badly do they want it. Everyone grinding, clits on their hands, humping at the air, as though the movement of the hips was part of the ritual, whimpering in desperate craving and denial. Your whole length shoved down her throat, while one rides on your face, enjoying. But you set the pace, you grab the hips and hold them away as your tongue, glossed with saliva, remains connected to her clit, lifting her above. You want it, but you make her wait for it. There is a clear, hungry wanting. As still others you saw on the way in, watch what you're up to, moaning, rubbing, carrying out from beginning to end, knowing exactly what they want to do, watch you indulge in the writhing forms. You want that hot, heavy thing of yours to be somewhere even warmer, even more soaked. Muscled form clambers up above the bench and drops. Her thighs are around your cock. It's standing straight up, and now instead of getting stuck to your belly with a rousing, dripping pre-seed, now it's sticking to her belly, held up by those closed thighs. You watch as your companion, your wish-granting accompaniment here, leans in and whispers something in each of their ears, the clit grinding against your tongue. The spread pussy below opens well, and then you lick, lap, summon forth what follows you out from within. Your hungry, instinctive impulses, they begin to thrust your hips, your nose, face, tongue occupied as one of them occupies your dick, moaning with her squeezing muscles, the scent filling the air of your mingled sex. Nothing finer. You look at how obsessed she is, moaning, malleably kneading her tits, looking down at you, biting her lip. She's drooling vacantly. For a moment, you watch her swallow, a slow, careful gesture. It's being done that way because she doesn't want to set herself off, bare nude, sticking to you with sweat, ass smacking against you, her clothing left in a pile nearby, all of you together nude, and the only eyes watching you are those getting carried away with lust at the sight of this. The brief moment where she pauses at the highest point of her arc, only the tip of you inside of her, all your long shaft adorned with her juice, open and in plain sight, dribbling juices down your shaft where they cling and stick tight. Her tits are huge. You could tell when she was sucking on you that she wanted to put them to either side, but a tit job could be a treat for later. You're glad to be buried in her. Just the tip, the muscular entrance of her cunt bunching just below the separated head of you. Sucking, pulsing, like her mouth did, like it will again. There's no way you're not going to go again. As she worships your body with her pussy. Locking your eyes on her, closing them, you still think you can see her bouncing down. Her dripping folds licking you, lapping till the lips kiss your balls. At the base of the arc, this is what she needs. You're scratching some deeper itch. Satisfaction, fulfillment, just from touching. From encountering your muscles, breathing in your pheromones, enjoying your presence, lusting. Reach out and grip her. Grab her head. Pull her down against you as the other has stepped aside, touching herself instead, leaving room for the one that rides you to fall, supine over your body on the bench, hiking out with you, deeply entrenched in delight, desire, the pleasure ache. All there is masturbate, fornicate, dig your tongue in, feel it resonate as she looks down. She could have had you coming in her greedy mouth, but instead her lower body drops down, while all around you, soaked, smacking, making out, feeling her heat as she jiggles her hips, shaking and shivering them up and down your length. She's drooling still, her juices painting your balls as you dig deep into. You're somewhere people let free, somewhere they just inhale and give in to the instinctive liberation to meet compatibility coming the other way. Her gyration as she rubs her muscle body all over. The women around rubbing themselves. One briefly intruded, but so perfectly is your compatibility. with her as you nip and gently kiss at her neck, as you push her face against your shoulder, biting at, feeling your bodies gently connecting in the slow process of your deep pulse inside her. Her eyes are closed now. You know she's weathering shockwaves, the almost chasms that you are barely defeating as well. She loses first, fastens tight, her lips suck, you're so near going to come, as below she clamps down and waves spurt you inside, would bring you spurting inside. That's what makes her just collapse, quivering thighs, and then you do thrust into, use your way into 10 and 9, giving you time to get it up and firm and ready to slide in, time to get it ready to squirt and begin to paint her insides in the way she's been begging for since she first drooled over you, drooled more below, and her tongue working, slow kissing, seeking, enjoying. Close, intimate contact where you take the liberties you like because she's taking them right back. The moment you invite her to let you grab on, move her slackened, pulsating body, full of your cum, on and off of your thick length, you're still thick, still long, ready to spurt, squirt deep inside. Ready for her to just ride you as you pump her wet pussy. As it becomes a blur of you pumping wet soaked pussies. Even across the room, their staring brunette and a redhead. Their treadmill slow to a crawl, facing you. One hand up on the sidebar. The other down between their legs as they get sweaty and hot. Like they wanted to come closer, but they were caught in exerting, staring at you, continuing their natural motions. Every second, hands between their legs, pumping their wet pussies, is the most natural motion, but they beg for your body. Beg with your eyes, every eye in the air, staring at you. Your erection, yes, in the open air, slipping out of her. Every eye in there locked on you. Keep going, stud. And another one. That redhead from a moment ago, slick body against you. Her leg muscles stronger, more prominent as she squeezes, sits astride you. Her tits between the two of you, a heavy padding. Her eyes are closed as she grips onto you, riding her pussy tighter. It slides down your erect, muscled shaft, your body absorbing something of their worship. You are elevated, confident, above. You love their attention. You allow their attention to pour over you, forming tension. Inside of you, she eagerly pulls you tightly inside her as she is astride you, the others making out with you, pushing their tits into place for you to suck and kiss and push your face against. The longer it goes on, the more intense, the longer it goes on, the more you long for it to find a further point of tension still. Deeper inside, pulling hot waves out of you, your erection staying longer, staying stronger, firmer, bigger, means it slides further, easier, deep inside, means that when there's a pussy into which it can slide, it does good work, regardless of what the pleasure does to you as you throb, as your whole body jerks, as the climactic point where oversensitivity would normally stop you, it does not stop you as you have wished to be, affecting, leaving an impression on you. No time to think about that. Because you're watching the muscles all over the body getting tight and taut, getting caught up deep inside during her ride. Her body and yours, muscles squeezing against her pelvic floor throbbing. You feel her deeper, her tightness, her fullness growing more intense. Fluids between the legs, sticky, thick, puddling in the pool, puddling on the floor. Her arousal so obvious, and she's somehow finding more rubbing. Her nipple tips up and down, those turgid, rigid areolae, pebbly, and at the very tip of the nip, a longer nipple, elongated and rubbed along you. You hear her voice chanting, coming, 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 as she lays atop you, her clothing discarded too, riding your shaft and shivering along it, milking and eliciting a creamy release, a relaxation. It does not cease. She slides off gently. She doesn't want to go, but she slips off and slips down to the mats, twitching from head to toe, curling her toes. You see where she's squeezing, where you were spurting, leaving her filled. Shaft 7. Long waits for stud 6. She slips up, opens her mouth, and begins to lick 5. Her thick juices from you, groaning and bucking her lower body, clinging to the bench to hold her up off the floor. When you go to sit up, she does nothing but fasten her lips around the tip. 5, 4. You want to squirt in her mouth and fill her up. She's in a daze, but you could bring it out even more by just releasing from deep inside. Make her work to earn it. Her mind cannot conceal what she wants anymore. She was playing coy even while she was riding you. Restrained kisses until the last moment. Now she's pinching her nipples while her pussy convulses, and you just watch as they crawl toward you, and you sit above your hard cock, throbbing in the open air as you look from one to the next, considering where to go and to see where the night will take you after this. And Jeannie dismisses herself with a kiss, leaving you with the ladies, and a promise that she'll return eventually.